Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our program, we look at the job situation in the United States. There was zero job growth last month. The national unemployment rate was the same as in July, 9.1%. That does not even include people who have stopped looking for work or part-time workers unable to get full-time jobs.
Coming up, we talk to Don Peck, author of a new book called Pinched: How the Great Recession Has Narrowed Our Futures and What We Can Do About It. And we hear from two people about what they had to do to find a job. Americans face different economic issues. Which one worries them most? A Pew Research Center, Washington Post opinion poll asked 1,000 people earlier this month. 43% said the job situation. About half as many said the federal budget deficit. Smaller numbers said rising prices, and the financial and housing markets were their biggest economic worries. 3 out of 4 people said additional spending on roads, bridges, and other public works would improve the job situation at least a little. Many said the same about cutting business taxes, the federal budget, and personal income taxes. But there was no clear agreement about which ideas would do a lot to help.
Last Thursday night, President Obama spoke to Congress to present his plan for job growth. His proposals include an extension of jobless benefits for workers who have been unemployed for extended periods. The plan also includes tax breaks for companies to hire more workers and money for projects to fix roads and schools. The Labor Department counts about 14 million workers as unemployed. Millions more are working part-time as they try to find full-time employment. The so-called Great Recession officially lasted from December of 2007 to June of 2009. Unemployment was 5% at the start. It reached 10.1% in late 2009. This year, the jobless rate has been stuck around 9%. There are concerns that the United States and the world could face another recession. Some economists say a double dip could be more painful for average Americans because the economy is weaker than it was before the first recession.
Don Peck is a writer and editor at The Atlantic magazine. In his new book, Pinched, he says economic conditions are limiting opportunities for millions of Americans. He says the generation of young Americans known as millennials, those now graduating from high school and college, are especially affected.
The first few years on the job market are extremely important to setting the career track and life path of young people. And when young people struggle, when whole generations struggle in their first few years in the job market, academic research shows that not only do they start out behind, they never catch up to where they otherwise would have been.
Mr. Peck says early in the recession, millennials thought any period of unemployment would be short, There was even a name for this kind of thinking: fun employment.
The idea that that a few months, perhaps, of unemployment during the recession could not only be easily overcome, but could be kind of fun. You know, people were getting unemployment checks. They didn't have many financial commitments. Many of them, you know, took that opportunity to reassess career, to take vacations, and you know, I think in part millennials were just trying to make the best of a bad situation.
But now, he says, young people are thinking differently.
That idea that this period is something that can be easily enjoyed and that will not materially affect millennials and kind of the rest of their careers is clearly waning within that generation. I think today, you know, you see among millennials much higher job tenure, actually, than in any other group. They're clinging to their jobs more tightly. They've expressed a desire for a single job, a single employer throughout their career, rather than the ability to switch careers. So that notion of fun employment, which many millennials began the recession with, I think is long gone today.
In today's economy, says Mr. Peck, any work is better than no work.
This is a time where young people, you know, need to be extremely aggressive and entrepreneurial and have humility, you know, say yes to whatever job offers one gets, because it's certainly better to be working than to have the stigma of unemployment altogether.
22-year-old Jesse Wei finished college in less than 4 years and with honors. She graduated from George Mason University in Virginia with a degree in technical writing in January. After that, she spent 3 months helping her mother, who got sick. Then she spent 5 months searching for a job. Jessie was lucky. She recently landed a position as a legal assistant with a law firm.
The problem I found myself having was, you know, it's what everyone complains about, that there's jobs that want experience, but nobody wants to give you experience.
A demand for experience is not a new problem for young people, of course. But Jesse Wei thinks the situation today is more difficult than it was for graduates 10 years ago.
Back then you could say, oh, well, you know, I'm just out of college, so I'm a lot cheaper than these people with experience. The company used to say, okay, you know, we'll hire some college graduates, and we'll have to train them a little, but, you know, the price cut's worth it to them. Nowadays, so many people are out of work and have been let go and all of that stuff, that they can offer that same salary to somebody who does have 5 years' experience that they used to offer to somebody like me. It's gotten to the point where college kids either can't get a job or can't get a job that's actually going to pay the bills.
Author Don Peck says one way for young job seekers to improve their chances is by moving.
I would really encourage young people, particularly if they're living in highly depressed places, to consider taking a leap and moving to a more dynamic region. I think that will help them in the long run.
A willingness to move helped Jesse Wei find a job. Her new job is more than an hour from where she was living, but she did not have time to find an apartment. So she is sleeping on a friend's couch until she can find a place of her own.
Nine-year-old Norm Elrod of Queens, New York, has been laid off from jobs 4 times in the past 10 years. The last job he lost was with an online marketing agency. He left in 2008. After that, he says, he set out to find a way to make himself a better job candidate. He used online resources to create a website and teach himself new skills in the process.
This is how my website came about. I built that, ran it, essentially trained myself, or retrained myself, taught myself new skills that allowed me to get the job I have now.
Norm Elrod created a blog called Jobless and Less, the blog for the employmentally challenged.
Wrote about the one thing I seemed to know, which was, at that point, being unemployed.
Jessie found her job by answering an online job posting. But Norm says he had no success applying for jobs on the Internet.
You send your resume out and it goes into a void, and one person will get in touch with you for, you know, for every 100, 200 resumes you send out. And it's not because you're not qualified. It's because they get so many, and oftentimes they're looking for just certain things, and there's no way for you to know what that is.
His advice to people looking for a job is to learn new skills and meet new people.
It's very easy to sit at home and send out your resume by clicking buttons on your computer at your dining room table and feel like maybe you're being productive, but that's, you know, it's much harder to actually get out there and meet the people who may know things or can point you towards things or make that face-to-face contact. I feel like that, where any job seeker is going to get more traction.
His wife's full-time job helped the couple pay their bills. They also used savings, payments from state unemployment insurance, and money from projects he worked on while job hunting. It was nearly 3 years until a contact he met through one of those projects led him to his current job. Norm Elrod works full-time, creating content for the website of a major media company.
The Great Recession was the worst downturn since the Great Depression in the 1930s. Don Peck says the long-term unemployment that many workers have experienced can have lasting effects, and not just on them.
When you have these long periods of unemployment, they can really leave pretty big scars on people, families, and communities that are not lost even once the recession is over. When men in particular struggle economically or when they don't have jobs, women simply don't marry them. But they do have children with them, and that creates often the sort of unstable family environment in which children really struggle.
What would he do about the employment problems in the United States?
One of the main messages of my book, Pinched, is we can recover from this period faster with concerted public action.
In the short term, he thinks the government should invest more in public works to create jobs in manufacturing and construction.
But I think in the longer term, we also need to really work to build new skills and to create more pathways into the middle class for high school students who might not be going to college. That sense of possibility and that concrete sense of how one can move forward in life if one isn't going to a four-year college, to some extent has been lost in the U.S. over the past 20 or 30 years. One of the things we need to do is rebuild that and give young people, you know, an understanding of the ways in which they can build skills and build real careers.
Our program was written and produced by Brianna Blake. I'm Doug Johnson.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. You can read and listen to our programs and comment on them at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.